Well, yes.
What do they call it?
Well,
probably the same as mine.
They call it belly cutting when I was a kid.
Belly cut?
Yeah. I don't know. That's about the only
we said
word
belly flop, I think is what we said. That's pretty close.
Yeah, they're about the same.
A little child puts his head down on the floor and goes over.
Somersault.
A what?
A somerset.
A somerset.
As if he does it purposely.
Yeah.
I guess he could do it accidentally. It'd be the same thing. He didn't mean to do it.
Okay. Let's try some verbs here now. Today I swim. Yesterday I...
Today I swam.
Today I swim.
Oh, today yeah. I swam. Yesterday I swam.
Swam. Today I dive in the water. Yesterday I...
Dove in the water.
This is impossible. But today I drown. Yesterday I...
Yesterday
he stood that
got
way.
Out safely or something.
No, he didn't get out safely. He went down.
Oh,
yesterday the fellow, the man in the water. We had a catastrophe yesterday. The man...
Well, I thought you said today I drowned.
Let's put it this way. Today I'm drowning.
Oh,
yesterday
I drowned.
Okay. I didn't have it at the end of it. Today I climb a tree. Yesterday I... a tree.
Climbed a tree.
And somebody might ask you, how often have you the tree?
Climbed a tree.
Or how often have you climbed up? Would you say climbed up?
Well, it'd be up if you climb.
Today I kneel. Yesterday I... same thing. Today I kneel in prayer. Yesterday I...
sat?
Or, no, same thing, on the knees.
Oh, kneeled. You want to use the same word.
I'm tired, I'm going to go to the couch and...
and rest?
Or,
yesterday I rested.
End it with down. I'm going to go over to the couch and down.
Lie
down.
Well, now listen, I'm going to the couch and lie down. Yes. Yesterday I went to the couch and lay down.
Okay, good. Today I dream. Yesterday I...
dreamt.
And today I, this morning, very early, the alarm rang and I...
awoke.
I'm going to take my foot and on the floor till somebody does something.
Stomp.
And before a baby can walk, the baby
must creep.
And a fellow goes to a party by himself, and a girl goes by herself, and the boy thinks to himself, I'd like to see more of this girl, so after the party, I'm going to ask her if I can
see her at home.
And if you have a bell, and you have a rope, and you want the bell to ring, you're going to have to
pull the rope.
And if your car's stuck in the mud, you might ask somebody to give you a
push.
You have a heavy suitcase, and yesterday you got the suitcase up the stairs. You might be talking about it and say, yesterday I, the suitcase up the steps. You ever say lugged or toted or
packed? Well,
packed?
I never had the habit of saying that. Those are mostly Southern speeches. That's what they talk down south.
Would you say carried it up?
Yes, I carried it up.
Have a child walking toward the butcher knife, and you say, don't you dare even the knife. You don't want the child to even what knife? You don't even want him to
don't even use the knife.
Or don't even come close enough to use it. Don't even with your finger. Don't even
touch the knife.
And you want the child to bring you the newspaper, you might say, go
get the newspaper or bring me the newspaper.
But before go, you probably wouldn't say, go bring me the newspaper.
No.
Go get the newspaper.
Go get the newspaper, more like.
In football, to get 6 points, you have to get the ball over the certain line.
The goal line. I don't know much about football.
Goal. That's the word I wanted. If you'd throw me the ball, you'd expect me to
catch it.
And if I didn't catch it, you wonder who...
Well, usually if you don't, it goes to the other side.
In other words, today I catch it, yesterday I
caught it.